Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. This Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for February the 22nd, 2025. And I have got, this week, I've got some interesting questions from people who I've never met, and I'm profoundly and deeply grateful for their interest in what I'm trying to offer here. And I want you to know that. So if you ever have a question or something that is possibly bugging you on the inside, as it were, and you want to talk about it, I would be honored. Just give me an email at greg@aspire.org. And I will receive it and I will respond. Whether I use the question or not, I promise you I will respond. First question comes from Janet. She says she lives in the Southwest. So that would probably be in Southern California, I would imagine. Yeah, I could be wrong, but there we are. She asks, she goes into a lot of things about her religious background and how she believes and how she came to believe in God. And she wrote, "People speak of God. Western and Eastern teachers speak of God. Where did God come from, Janet?" It's an interesting question, because this whole idea of God, and there being something, some quote, as they call it, a higher power, end quote, is in charge of this world. And if that were true, Janet, what a terrible job this dude is doing. I've always felt that, you know, the way people look at God as the CEO of Earth is really quite, what do I want to say, immature and silly. We just take it for granted based on what we hear, quote unquote, religious leaders tell us. And we believe that there is a God because this guy or this reverend or this pope or whomever must know what they're talking about, or they wouldn't be talking. And that's the way we think of it. Also, Janet, it really doesn't matter. When you're young, you just kind of look at, I don't know how old you are, but when you're young, you just kind of look at it and don't think much of it when there is this thing about God and what God does and all that other crazy stuff that we like to get involved in. We're just sheep. And actually, all we care about when we're young is having fun. We just want to be happy and have fun. That's all we think about. And we carry through this idea of our own God. We make God in the image and likeness of ourselves. It's really kind of sad what we do, but we do it. And then when the time comes and there's a difficulty in our life in one way or another, we beseech this God and hope that it will find us worthy of whatever it is that is our wish. God is more a wishing well than anything else. So the way we look at our life and the way we look at God is permanently placed in our brain. And that's where it stays. And no matter what I or anyone else can say to you, it doesn't really matter, because your brain is going to just cognitively create a God, someone in charge. Whether this is real or not actually doesn't matter to most people. It just doesn't matter. All that matters is, are they worthy? Can they? That's the religious person. And they use the inexplicable to explain God. And that's as far as it ever goes. A relationship with God in most people's minds has to do with emotionality and the whole idea of conjuring up an image of God as the likeness of a human being. And that's, again, as far as it ever goes. Let me read to you something that Lhotse has in the Tao. He says, the way is a void. It is used but never filled up. It is a deep pool that never runs dry. The way can be compared to rushing torrents that flow from rivers into the sea. Not very gratifying, huh? Not very satisfying to my ego or to my modality, my mental acuity. Just not really much there. But that is the Tao. And the Tao is the way, and it is something I can say to you without any hesitation or doubt. The only way I can explain God is that it has always been. It always will be. It is endless. It has no beginning. It has no end. That is the best way I can describe it. And it's difficult for people to comprehend, because the way we comprehend anything is based on the idea of our mental acuity. We need a God with skin, and so we make it into a man. Jesus talked about God, our Father, him. Really, I don't think he said our Father. I really don't, but maybe he did. I am more a person who does the Gnostic Gospels rather than the traditional King James Version gospel thing. I just don't do all that. But the course of the matter is still the same. God is not a man. It is not a person. It is not a personage. It is an entity that flows endlessly and has always been. And if you really want to comprehend or try to open your mind up beyond the confines of religion and skin, the whole idea that God has to have some sort of skin on him and that he has a gender and all of that other stuff that we do, you would have to sit with the presence of something that is inexplicable, that has no beginning and no end. I call it the source. And that's the best I can do with it, Jeanette. I have no words for it. Have I experienced it, you ask me? Whether I have or have not is not the point. What I have experienced is nothing that Gregory Edward could ever comprehend. And when it did occur, it was only because my mind dropped. My ego dropped, my vanity dropped, my pride dropped, my conceptual thinking, my genetic heritage dropped for a moment, and I could see between the cracks of right and wrong, good and bad. And when I do this, I feel something that is beyond anything that the human part of me could ever utter some kind of explanation for. I just don't have any. It is the source, and the source is to be made the presence of my life by dropping my human form in my mind and allowing whatever is to be to be. And that's as far as I can go with it verbally. Now, in meditation, you can take it in many, many different and beautiful directions. But then again, that's something you have to work upon. It is all in meditation. And if you allow yourself to be centered in that meditation, a great goodness begins to emerge. You will no longer think of God as a man or as a separate being. You are God. I and the Father, as Jesus put it, are one. You are one with this, and that's the only way to know what God is. I hope I didn't muck that up for you, but it's inexplicable, and it's not something you can just sit and conjure up intellectually. It's something that you have to have the direct experience of. Thank you, Jeanette, for your beautiful question. And thank you, my audience, for your patience with me. Please forgive me. Namaste.